With tens of thousands of people displaced by the Camp Fire, officials in Northern California are pondering how and where to house evacuees through a reconstruction period likely to take years. As North State Public Radio's Mark Albert reports, evacuees at makeshift encampments are being moved to official shelters.
Hundreds remained in tents and vehicles over the weekend at unsanctioned camps adjacent to a Walmart in Chico and on landscaping in front of a nearby Lowe's. They were told food and clothing distribution being done by volunteers would wrap up Sunday. Letitia Boutron of Sacramento, who has been helping on her own all week, shepherded evacuees to an official shelter in Yuba City. She said some are reluctant to leave.
The reason that the people choose to be here is because most of them have pets. And most places, if there are shelters, you can't take pets. And you can't be couples, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. That's why they choose to be out here.
But it's far from clear where all the new shelters will be and what type of housing they'll provide. Chico City Manager Mark Orme said one option is trailers. In Chico, I'm Mark Albert.
Meanwhile, nearly 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. North State Public Radio's Sarah Bohannon has more on why that list is still considered to be somewhat raw and what's being done to find people who are safe.
Sheriff Corey Honey says the missing persons list for the Camp Fire will likely fluctuate daily. He says there are many reasons for the up and down numbers. First, his department is now receiving more reports of people who are missing and who are safe. Second, there could be duplicate names on the list. And third, pop-up evacuation centers, the ones not coordinated by officials, may not all be communicating the names of people they're hosting.
If they're not part of that county system, it creates that kind of difficulty.
The makeshift shelter at Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, which closed yesterday, has been sharing names with the county. Pastor Tim Rule said while they were open, they kept track of the roughly 300 people who were staying there.
We had the number of the cot they slept on, number of the tent they slept in, when they came in, when they went out, if they saw the medical doctor here, if they applied for FEMA or not. We had all those list makings, so we knew exactly the progress.
This week, the American Red Cross began sending out teams of volunteers throughout Chico in search of people who could be marked off of the missing persons list. As pop-up shelters begin to close and evacuees are moved to county-coordinated shelters, officials will have another chance to cross-check names. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.